Job growth in July turned out to be far short of what economists predicted. The Labor Department released figures today. Only 32,000 new jobs were created. It was the second month in a row that payroll numbers failed to meet expectations. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Jim, how much of a disappointment are these numbers?
This is a real disappointment. Economists were expecting more than 200,000 jobs during the month. Some said even more. Not only were the July numbers weaker than that, the numbers for June were also revised downward. There were declines in retail employment, financial services. About the only good thing you can say is that manufacturing jobs rose by 10,000 after they fell a bit in June. Also, it is the 11th straight month of job gains, even if the gains haven't been strong. There's also the fact that the overall unemployment rate did go down a bit, a tenth of a percentage point. That might seem counterintuitive, but in fact, there is sometimes a divergence month to month between the payroll and unemployment numbers. Most economists see the payroll numbers as more important to look at, and they were weak.
What then does this tell us about how well the economy is doing right now, this little mix of numbers here?
Well, there has already been some evidence that the economy has hit a soft patch. We learned this week, for instance, there was an unexpected drop in consumer spending in June. Oil prices keep rising. That has clearly had some impact on the economy. If nothing else, it's hurt stock prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday finished below 10,000. Prices are down more today. You know, a lot of economists have been saying this would happen. This is temporary, that things should rebound in the fall. But I think if the job market continues to perform weakly, you really have to question, you know, how strong the rebound really is going to be in coming months.
Federal Reserve policymakers are scheduled to meet next Tuesday, and they were expected to approve another interest rate hike. Do you think this week report will change that?
Well, that's really the important question right now. The Open Markets Committee raised interest rates by just a bit at the end of June. It has signaled to a lot of people that it's going to do so again next week. Some economists are saying this morning they still expect the Fed to raise rates next week. You know, the rates are still very low in historic terms, but will this make them rethink that, or will it make them rethink what they're going to do down the road? Will there be more rate increases? Already this morning, you've seen a big drop in bond interest rates, which suggests that the bond market thinks that rates are going to come down, or at least not go up. You know, this also has some very obvious repercussions for the election. It's not good news for the president. He said his tax cuts have stimulated the economy. You know, that clearly happened for a while, but I think voters are going to say, what have you done for me lately? You can certainly expect to see a lot of Democrats today talking about these numbers.
Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.